Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church. And we've been talking this week about walking our healing. What do we do when we can't seem to manifest our healing? You know, so many times people go through difficult situations, go through circumstances in their lives, and they're dealing with, and the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes ye were healed. And so many times we see this take place, and a lot of the faith teachers are teaching that, you know, we're walking by faith and we're believing for a healing, and healing is a part of our redemption, and I believe every bit of that. But what do we do when we can't seem to manifest? And I believe there's an area where we step into to where we try to reason out, figure out. You know, I think the faith movement has really moved us into a place of making works out of trying to believe. And I think that it's just as easy as we just rest in the finished work of knowing that Jesus is going to take care of those things. You know, the Bible said in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So we see here, and then the NIV says it this way, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So we see here that there's different kinds of prayers. There's a prayer of agreement that two people come in agreement and pray together. There's James where it says, call the elders of the church, anoint with oil, pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. So we see that there's several areas of how we can walk in healing and how we manifest that healing. But you know, if we look around, there's so many people sick. There's so many people going through all kinds of difficult situations, and they're praying, and they're trying to believe, and they're trying to stand on the Word. And I believe that the Word of God is a healer. The Bible said in Psalms 107:20, He sent His Word and He healed them. Now He sent His Word and healed it. The Word healed them. So we know that that Word brings healing. And you say, well, Pastor, you believe God heals everybody? I believe God heals everybody. I think sometimes we can't get to a place that we can believe that healing and let that manifest in our life. And I think there's a place in our lives where we let our reasoning and our emotions and those things take control of us and get us to a point to where, you know, very few people question whether they're saved or not. Very few people question whether they're born again or if they're going to heaven. But we question that part of our relationship to where we're trusting and knowing that God is going to subsidize us and take care of us and look after us. And you know, when you think God had something to do with making you sick, it's hard to believe that you can pray for Him and be delivered. Because if He's trying to teach us something through that process, then, you know, we get mixed up there. And I think that's what happens. I think so many times, even though we don't believe in our mind that God is, sicknesses are from the Lord, because why would He do that if Acts 10:38 said, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the enemy, because God was with him. He called the woman that had been bound over for 18 years. He said, this is a daughter of Abraham. Should not she be removed from the works of Satan? So we see that He calls sickness darkness. He calls it relating to the side of sin and to the side of death, because you know, then people will say, well, you know, they won, they died, and really we never die. We just fall asleep in Christ according to New Testament teaching. But in 1 Peter 5:7, in the Amplified Classic, it says this, casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all, on Him, for He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. So I want you to think about this a minute. Casting the whole of your care. Now here's where I believe the battle lies, is keeping the anxiety, all the worries, all the concerns, and once and for all, giving those things to Him. Not sitting around worrying. I hear people call it, they say, you know, I'm prayerfully concerned about something. If you're staying awake all night but worried about it or concerned about it, then you're stepping into worry. And worry and anxiety is very prominent in the world today because so many people is dealing with those things. But it says cast the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns. So He even calls concerns in the same level with anxiety and worries. Man, I don't know if you've ever dealt with anxiety attacks or panic attacks or any of those things, but I have, and I realize that those things, they're real. They're real to us as we're going through them. They're real to us as we're dealing with them. But I want to help you today in realizing that what you're feeling in your body, what you're feeling, it may not always be the truth, because, you know, psychosomatics is something that you can picture in your mind and manifest it in your flesh. So you got to understand that as we walk in victory and as we begin to stand on the Word of God. The Bible said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And John 17:17 said, the only thing that's the truth is the Word of God. So you got to stand on that Word and believe that Word and trust that Word to take you to that place of victory. But you can't focus on your sickness. You got to focus on what Christ has done for you. That's the beauty of grace.